Story 27. Jonah. The Lord said to the prophet Jonah, I want you to go and preach at Nineveh. Tell them I'm going to destroy their city because of their evil ways. Jonah knew that God would forgive the people of Nineveh if they repented. But those people were enemies of Israel, and Jonah didn't want to help them. Therefore, he went in a different direction to another part of the world. At the seaport town of Joppa, he bought a ticket and got on a ship. Once the ship was out at sea, God sent a violent storm. The sailors were terrified because the storm was about to break up their ship. They threw their cargo overboard in order to lighten the load. All the sailors started praying to their various gods. But Jonah was asleep down inside the ship. The captain went and woke him up. He said, How can you sleep? We are about to die. Get up and pray to your God. Finally, the sailors began to think that this storm may have come upon them because of one certain person on the ship. They cast lots to see who it might be. The result showed that Jonah was definitely the reason for their trouble. They began to question him. Who are you? And what have you done? Jonah answered their questions honestly. He said, I serve the Lord God who made the sea and the dry ground, but I'm running away from him. The sailors asked, What should we do? Jonah said, If you throw me overboard, the storm will definitely stop. The men didn't want to kill an innocent man, so they worked hard to fight the storm, but it only grew worse. Finally, they realized they couldn't fight against God. They cried out to the Lord and asked Him to forgive them for what they were about to do. At last, they took hold of Jonah and threw him overboard. Immediately, the storm stopped. The men were amazed. They bowed down, worshiped the Lord, and promised to serve only the one true God. God had prepared a huge fish that swallowed Jonah as he fell into the water. After 3 days, Jonah prayed, I will do what you want me to do. Then the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah out onto the shore. After that experience, Jonah obeyed God. He went to Nineveh. When he arrived, he began walking through the city. He shouted, God is going to destroy this city in 40 days. All the people of Nineveh repented. Even the king came down from his throne and took off his royal robes. He prayed and fasted and told everyone else to do the same. He said, God may change his mind and allow us to live. The Lord saw all they were doing, and he knew they had turned away from their evil ways. So he did not destroy the huge city of Nineveh after all. Many thousands of people were spared because they repented after hearing the preaching of Jonah.